Excellencies, dear friends, welcome to the 17th meeting of the Forum 2000, devoted this year to societies in transition. In fact, the Forum 2000 itself is in a bit of a transition after the death of its founding father, President Václav Havel. It was meant initially as a one-off session to discuss globalization. Well, 16 years after, it's not quite an institution, but perhaps a tradition is developing. Why has this meeting in Prague caught on? Why are we still returning to it? I see three main reasons. One is the spirit of dialogue. The second is the issues. And obviously, the host himself, the founder himself. The dialogue. From the onset, there was no ideological framework, hidden agenda. The idea was to bring together people of very different persuasions, different professional, cultural backgrounds from different parts of the world to discuss in Prague the questions of not that make the headlines in the newspapers, but the long-term trends that are associated with globalization. So this is not about expertise. This is more about an exchange of ideas in a spirit of openness and tolerance. That, I think, is the first. The second has to do with globalization and its discontents. That is the issue itself we were addressing. And the reason the forum has been, I think, successful is it resisted two temptations. One was the triumphalism of the 1990s. You remember the end of history, the idea that global markets would bring global governance, global human rights, and why not a global civil society. There was a lot of optimism, idealism, perhaps triumphalism associated with that. Well, we know how far we are from such goals today. Václav Havel spoke of globally spreading short-sightedness. But the forum also resisted the opposite temptation, and that was cultural pessimism. The idea that we were in the midst of a conflict of civilization, a clash of civilization, and Václav Havel was very much trying to promote here in Prague a dialogue between civilization. He summed it up in the following quote I will give from you. What then should be the spiritual starting point or the principles of a new world order? What things should become key to the new way of coexistence? All world religions have something in common. They articulate the same basic moral imperatives. Therefore, I would say there exists a spiritual and moral minimum that is shared by all, or at least by the vast majority of all cultures and spheres of civilization or religions today. Well, that's the second reason, the unending quest in the search for this moral spiritual minimum that binds us all. And the third reason has to do with the founder himself, that is President Václav Havel. He has inspired the conversation he started in 1977, and returning here is a way of continuing that conversation and keeping alive his legacy as a thinker and public figure. Let me conclude with another quote. Without compassion, the peace among people and the world peace would collapse. That is why it is essential to remain all along one's life good, altruistic, and generous. Well, these words could have been said by Václav Havel. They certainly fit Václav Havel's as a figure. It is a quote from His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and in a way, I think it represents both of them. His Holiness the Dalai Lama came to Prague in the late 1990s to the first multicultural meeting in St. Vitus Cathedral, and those who were present will never forget his address at the time, a very moving moment and very genuine moment of what Havel had in mind in bringing together people of different cultures. Over the years, a relationship developed between the two men, and the Dalai Lama was the last to visit President Havel in just a few days before he died. It seems, therefore, very appropriate and highly symbolic that the opening of this Forum 2000 is to be addressed by His Holiness the Dalai Lama. It's a great honor.
Respected dear brothers and sisters, I think long time friend of late President Havel, say indeed feel great honor participate once more the meeting which he was the start. And I would like to say come from President Havel's office where our last meeting used to place. I have some kind of this kind of practice. In India, Dr. Rashid Prasad, after he passed away, I went to his own home in Patna, one small apartment, so as my pay my respect. And also Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru's official residence still kept. I remember small Buddhist text. Beside his bed, he always kept there. And then his Rolex watch also there. I remember very clearly. I noticed that Rolex since 56 when we met. So anyway, this time I expressed my desire, if possible, to visit late President Havel's sort of place. And then they arranged, I went there. So feeling mixture, one way, very sad, that such honest, humble, truthful person are now no longer with us. Very sad. But one way, I had the opportunity to visit his small office. Quite tidy. Because untidy. No. And then I was removed. So I just put my head on his chair and reflect his spirit. I always feel as one admirer of him. He as a person, human body, no longer, but his spirit still there, so it is our responsibility to carry his wish, his dream, his vision, and his spirit. So perhaps from his chair, perhaps I may carry some his blessing out here. Now, you mentioned such sort of actually meeting, not something formal sort of thing, but I mean something free to express, to bring new ideas, new concept, new visions. Like that we really need. Sometimes government level, so they have their own sort of agenda, and accordingly, you see, they thinking, they discuss. But here we quite free. Our nose can go everywhere. So that I also should do. I always see, so telling people, I am one of the 7 billion human beings, nothing special. So naturally, all seven billion human beings, we live on this small planet. We, as a human being, you see, mentally, emotionally, physically, we are same human being. Then most important, we everyone want happy life, do not want suffering. And many problems which we are facing is essentially our own creation, isn't it? If we keep basic human nature, affection, friendship, and clear sort of awareness, oneness of humanity, then no problem. Small problem. We can manage that through mutually agreeable solution. So I, these days, wherever I give talk, I always stress, we need a sense of oneness of 7 billion human beings. That I think is very, very important. Firstly, we must look human level. Then 7 billion, same. The secondary level, yes, different nationality, different races, different faith, different language, different culture. That's secondary level. So without knowing, you see, a different language, we can show our smile. Isn't it? We show our genuine sort of warm feeling. Even animal, we cannot communicate with language, but we can show our affection. They appreciate that. So 7 billion human beings, you see, once we truly develop, you see, sense of oneness, and I want happy life, they also want happy life. And today's world's reality, the east, west, north, south, every sort of continent, heavily interdependent. Global economy, environment issue. So the world really become smaller, heavily interdependent. Then, according to that new reality, our concept, sort of strong concept, we and they, and on the level of secondary differences, too much emphasis on that. Then, you see, once we develop strong sort of concept, we and they, that's the basis of violence. That's the basis of war. Eliminate your enemy. Eliminate the other. They. That's supposed victory of yourself. That's a totally unrealistic. Totally, now, absolute way. Absolute, what call? Absolute. Out of date.
Yeah.
Out of date. Now, I usually see telling 20th century, generally I mentioned, I myself, my generation belongs to 20th century. I think you too. I think you maybe not.
21st century.
So most of these gentle, dignified people, most of you belongs to 20th century. 20th century gone. Now, these young people, behind there are some young people. You are truly belongs to 21st century. My century, in spite of many sort of happy things and many achievements in 20th century, I think century as a whole, I think we can describe century of bloodshed, century of violence. Different form of violence. Not only killing, but cheating poor people, weaker people, bully weaker people, exploit. And also you see the immense corruption now, many different parts of the world. I don't know how much corruption in this country, your country. So in many cases, when I give talk, I ask audience, the corruption small or big? Often they respond that way. And then also gap, rich and poor, small or big? I think Austria or some country, when I ask them, they say small. Both cases, the rich and poor gap, huge. So these all related with some kind of sort of mental attitude, not believe firmly about nonviolence. These sort of unhappy or unhealthy sort of situation, these, you see, we human beings, we deliberately, you see, create these things. It's a form of violence. So now, in any way, past century now become that way. Now, from our past experience, if you carry the old sort of way of thinking continuously, I think this killing, violence, endlessly, and corrupted society, moral crisis will continue. So now we have to think. This 21st century, now this is not 20th century's generation's responsibility. Now we are ready to say bye-bye. Now these, the young people, the generation of 21st century, you must think wider way, holistic way, long vision. Emphasis the common interest, top most important. Then small interest on the basis of nationality or religious faith or some other. These are, I think, secondary. Now, time come. We must think, act on the basis of fundamental level. We are same human being. So sometimes I jokingly say, telling, when I give talk, some young student, so the generation, 21st century generation, now have sort of opportunity to create new world, a better century, peaceful century. So my generation now may not see that, but either heaven or hell, we will watch you. Whether you seriously, you see, taking care about humanity or not. If, you see, according to the theistic religion, if I in heaven, then I can easily watch. If I in heaven, in hell, I think I want to get few days sort of visit to to our world from permission, from the, I think, because of the authority of hell, submission, and visit a few days, and we'll watch. So now, past is past. We can't change. Future depends on present. The future is concerned, still there is possibility to change. Change, not building, not sort of, or say the technology. It is continuously changing. But real change must here, must sort of, because of cultivate here. Thinking, more wider way, humanity. And then, also, time to go, time to stop. Okay, few minutes. In order to change our mind, firstly, seeing humanity as a one. Then important, how to achieve happy humanity. Technology alone will not bring happy humanity. Money also will not bring happy humanity. Sometimes more money, more greed, more anxiety, isn't it? More jealousy. So therefore, you see, the real happy humanity very much related with mental or human value. That's the compassion, sense of concern of others' well-being. That sense of compassion or sense of concern of others' well-being, not necessarily religious practice, not necessarily, you see, religious matter, whether believer or non-believer. So long we are human being, even animal, very much appreciate human affection. So you could be, non-believer, even any religious person, okay. But should be sensible, warm-hearted person. So they themselves, then, you see, become better human being, more sort of sensible human being, more compassionate human being. So I usually call this 21st century should be century of peace in order to develop peace, not release few pigeons, no, or few nice sort of statement, no. Peace, through inner peace, we can develop genuine, lasting world peace or peaceful century. So peace very much related with our mind, our emotion. More compassionate mind create inner peace. Through inner peace, all our verbal action, physical action, all become then non-violent action. So in order to create peaceful century, peaceful world, ultimately we must pay more attention how to develop human sense of concern of others' well-being. That now I usually use it telling our common experience. We everybody, young and old, everybody come from our mother. So we grown up with mother's affection, mother's care. And father also as well. Sometimes quite aggressive father also there. My own case, my mother, very, very warm-hearted person. My father, short temper. Yes, such as a young boy, two, three, 4 years old, a few cases, something like that, from my father's blessing, like that. I think I can't just blame my father. I think I myself may be too much naughty at that time. So we all, you see, grown up with mother's affection, parents' affection. So I really believe, you see, those gentlemen, who received maximum sort of affection at a young age, I think in deep inside, much happier. Those gentlemen look very smart, but at early age, lacking mother's affection. And some way, deep inside, some kind of sense of fear, distrust. So that's our common experience. Then common sense. Then the medical scientist and also brain specialist, those great scientists, now they, through their own experiment, now they convincingly through telling us, warm heartedness here brings healthy mind, healthy emotion. Healthy mind, immense importance to healthy body. So healthy mind, healthy body is very close link. So I usually say telling, now why not? You see, in education field, you see, we usually take the education about hygiene, physical hygiene. So now why not? In education field, hygiene of emotion, that I think should include. Through that way, through education, through secular education field, some sort of education about warm-heartedness. Not talking about God, not talking about heaven, not talking about Buddha, but simply this very life, in order to build a happy world, we need sense of oneness of humanity, and we really need respect others' life, others' right. So this very, very much related with human compassion, human affection. So, long run, please, you see, pay more attention to these young people. Now think more how to build this century more happier, peaceful century. Ultimately, it's related with warm-heartedness or compassion. So we can say this century should be century of compassion through education, not through prayer. I'm Buddhist. In my daily practice, at least 5 hours sort of meditation, prayer. But in the terms of so well-being of humanity, I think prayer, not much effect. Prayer for individual, very effective. But for the society, for the world, I think our action is more important than prayer. Do you agree? What do you think? Okay. So, that whenever I have opportunity to talk with public, with people, I'm talking, you see, these things. So I felt just concerned about the world and how to overcome these sort of conflict, these sort of the differences. So that's, I think, key point. So now finished? My talk finished?
If you say so.
No question. No question. Ka. That okay. Ka. Ka. Oh, okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think that you will agree with me that some of the words of the Dalai Lama, considering our